For four straight years, the California State Senate has quietly shelved an assembly bill that would have provided whistleblower protection to legislative employees. Now, the sexual harassment turmoil at the state capitol in Sacramento could give the new new life to this bill, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
The legislature has passed a law giving whistleblower protection to California executive branch employees who report wrongdoing, but somehow it's never done so for its own staff members.
At first, I didn't believe it. I thought, oh, that cannot possibly be true. And then when we looked into it, we found out it was true.
So 4 years ago, Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez introduced a bill to fix that.
4 years in a row, the bill passed with unanimous bipartisan support, only to be killed in the Senate Appropriations Committee.
That's where legislative leaders shelve bills they want to get rid of without a record, like a roll call vote. Now Melendez is trying again, with specific language to cover sexual harassment complaints. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon backs that effort, and now comes word that California Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon, who's running for U.S. Senate, is finally on board too. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.